Load it up.
He's the world's deadliest villain.
Я прошу.
Sorry.
He's ruthless.
Don't speak Russian.
Нет!
And brilliant.
Straight flush.
Damn it!
I'm gonna turn Washington, D.C. into a pile of ash.
He's known only as Dieter. And until now, he's been unstoppable. What the world needs is a hero who's so top secret, we don't even know his full name.
Hello, MacGruber.
Don't worry, this is just like Nicaragua.
I got shot in Nicaragua.
This is nothing like Nicaragua.
My name is MacGruber, capital M. A, C, capital G, R, U, B, E, R! Get behind him!
Oh my God, is he dead?
Yes, he's dead.
Don't worry, we got your back. We're only 7 blocks away, so if anything goes down...
7 blocks?
Okay, you got me. About 20 blocks.
Get ready for the best action.
Just do exactly as I say.
I mean comedy. I mean action comedy of the decade. On May 21st.
I'm a virgin.
Not for long.
MacGruber and his team will rid the world of evil once and for all.
I cannot wait to cut off your d- and shove it in your...
Damn it, MacGruber.
MacGruber, coming to save the world May 21st.
Where have you been?
I just took an upper decker in the master bathroom.
Upper decker?
Yes, where you take a number 2 in the water tank and not in the bowl.
You look great.
Welcome back, everybody, and apologies for keeping my co-host waiting. I just took an upper decker in the bathroom. An upper decker, it's when you take a dump in the water tank instead of the bowl. Never mind, it's not important. What is important is that we are here talking about another cinema classic, a movie that will probably be the lowest rated Rotten Tomatoes score, both critics and audience, in the history of this podcast.
Outrageous.
The incomparable, the one and only, from 2010, MacGruber. But I'm not taking this mission solo. No, I put together an elite team of podcasters to join me. First up is a man who, look, he's not good with plans. He's not good with clues. What he is good with is kicking ass and ripping throats. Mr. David Corsetto, who looks half asleep. Good evening, David. How are you and what are you drinking this fine evening?
I was going to say I'm drinking lemon vodka because I already had that. It's pretty fucking good, actually.
Very good.
I'm a little tired. I'm fine.
I got a question after my introduction.
Oh, you have a question after your intro? Because, yes, you heard the voice of a man that if you called his face a vagina, he'd bet you wish your nose was a dick so you could fuck butts. Mr. Christopher Mars, how are you? And what are you drinking this evening?
I am doing well, and I am currently drinking during the podcast IPA Make America Juicy Again. Ooh. From Heretic. I believe I drank that before, but, you know, a true American like MacGruber deserves patriotic beer.
That's very good. I'm drinking a hard Fresca Tequila Paloma. I have no idea what any of that means, but it's
nice.
Tequila-y and I like fruity.
And so, Dave went with, I drank, so from now on you...
I should say, what did you drink earlier this evening?
I drank some scotch last night.
I literally just finished drinking.
Okay. You finished drinking?
Like home.
Maybe sip one. Sip one during the
pod. He's going to be asleep in 40 in half an hour.
People sense that on the radio.
They can't sense him lying down already.
We're on AM.
I'm ready to see a blankie get pulled up.
Oh, there's a blanket on me right now. That's true. And I was sleeping. I passed out when I got
home. Jesus Christ. Nice.
Sounds like a regular Thursday.
A show where just at a certain point you just hear snoring. That has to happen someday.
It will happen. Or we'll hear the MacGruber noises.
Dude. Oh,
so you were saying how much this movie was killing you.
Mike and I watched.
We saw this in the theater. We were the loudest people laughing at this movie. I remember.
And I haven't watched it since. So watching it for the first time today, since then, it was pretty hysterical. Pretty hysterical.
It just, I don't know if Mikey wants to go over the stats that he mentioned, which is outrageous. But so when I first saw it, I had never seen it. I heard my buddies talked about it. My buddy Dave C, the good Dave C, probably, nudged me. He didn't even know, right over his head. Told me to watch it a couple times, and I heard from other people, and finally, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I think, I finally watched it, and it just, it certainly goes down smooth, right? Yeah. I mean, it just kills you. I felt like I texted you guys the other night. I felt like I just took a gummy during the Eddie Money scene. I was just cackling.
Yeah.
And
I've loved Will Forte since SNL. Like, he just, it's just something about him during his SNL days was perfect. When he would be that registered sex offender that have to knock on people's doors. Like, so many great, like,
everything
he does makes me laugh.
He's very silly, his sense of humor, which is obviously he's not like Barry Hayter, because Barry obviously can do drama. Yeah, I can't picture
when he tries to be dramatic,
anything dramatic. Even and his voice, like you said, his voice is just so funny.
His Last Man on Earth.
Oh, he was so great in that. What I never saw. Did you ever see the movie Nebraska? Isn't that him and Bruce
Dern? Yeah. He was Bruce Dern or something.
Right, yeah. That's supposed to be good.
Maybe I'm shortchanging him. But yes, as you mentioned, the Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go through the stats real quick. Yeah, this movie is from 2010. Okay. 2010 is crazy. Written by Will Forte, John Solomon, and Yorma Taconi. Directed by Yorma Taconi, who's one of the Lonely Island guys, that does a lot of stuff with Andy Samberg. Starring Will Forte, Ryan Philippe, Kristen Wiig, and Val Kilmer as General Kuntz. Has a Rotten Tomato score, Dave. Do you know what the Rotten Tomato score is, Dave?
I guess. I'm going to say 52.
You'd be guessing high. 47% and for the critic score. And what's even crazier.
Now guess what the audience score, this is what's outrageous.
Guess what that is.
32.
Well, you were 35. I mean, it's lower than the critic score. That I can't believe.
What were these people looking for?
I assume this would be like a cult classic.
A Will Forte movie. They know what he's about. So why are they disappointed? It's hilarious. It's a McGrew sketch.
Drawn
for an hour and a half, ever. Hilarious.
It's just got a Metacritic score of 43, a cinema score of C-. Obviously, it's not on the American AFI Greatest American Films. Didn't win any awards. On a budget of $10 million, it made under $10 million. It made $8.5 million in the U.S. and under $1 million worldwide. So, I mean, all in all, a commercial and critical failure. And yet, here we are talking about it because it is amazing.
It had, you know what, here I'm reading right here, it has an IMDb score of go fuck yourself.
Well, I was thinking, why was this movie not like, why didn't this one have a sequel? And like, after you just said all that,
right?
I'm sure
it took them 12 years to do a streaming show, and it's hilarious.
Definitely a cult classic. I gotta catch the show.
Where's the show on? Just... What's the... Peacock. I have Peacock. Okay. Is it fantastic?
It is pretty. Yeah, it's because it's him, it's Ryan Philippe, and Kristen Wiig, and it's just like as ridiculous as you think. It's him just ripping throats. And
I keep trying to get my kids to watch it, and I keep telling them about parts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're actually laughing. I described the part when I described the back and forth between him and Kuntz. Like, when, as far as I won't say the specifics, but because we'll be talking about it later, but about when he tells him what happened to his crew, happened to his dream team, right? And then also when he tells him, you know, MacGruber wrote this manifesto, and he said, you know, so
that is amazing.
Yeah, that it kills me. Let's wait, because the just genius part that he's so dumb. He's kind of like, I was telling my kids this. I'm like, he's got a little Michael Scott in him, obviously, yeah, the funny threat level midnight. But you get where he's so dumb. You know what I mean? Like,
and yet it works. Like no one else.
Yes, it does most of the time. I'm ready to get into it.
I am too. I can't think of anything else except I want to start talking about this movie.
Awesome. This is something we could do a watch along with, right?
Hell yeah.
We should do watch along.
Dave's always doing
right?
a watch along.
I mean, right. Aside from Dave style watch along. So it opens up with MacGruber. I mean, you get a pre-credit. This was the cold open or whatever, right? The mountains in Russia.
Just everything about this. The way his hair is, the way like he looks over his shoulder, everything is cracking me up already.
Yes, exactly. But it's so right. It's so like from the you could see this type of
right.
movie.
It's
you know
all
what I mean?
Like very familiar.
Exactly. Great parody of a real movie like this. So you see the carnage at the beginning, bloody corpses, and so. Radio, somebody on the radio asking for reports, and you see, I put some long-haired mercenary. Apparently, that's a wrestler.
I don't know yet. We see some in a little bit.
Okay, so he shoots a guy. There's a guy who's almost dead. Shoots a guy. They kill the rest of them. Then the truck shows up. When you get the criminals, get out. This is the dream team of Kuntz.
Right.
Dieter von Kuntz, and it's Val Kilmer who is fantastic in it. Yeah, they open it up. Say that again.
Was this Kilmer's last movie before he got throat cancer? Well, before he went to Maverick.
I don't know.
Probably not. I think he did something.
He might have been doing things. Yeah, that's
a long.
But
yeah,
nothing like not really so. Well. When was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? That was before right. this was. That was like 2008 or something. Five.
Yeah, that was in the 2000, the aughts. So. You see the big bomb, the nuclear bomb loaded up. So the dying guy. Maybe I did have a gummy. Tries to stop him. He shoots him, and then you see the credits, the file of MacGruber. We hear the theme song that I said I can't get out of my head.
The theme song.
I haven't
from
watched this in
SNL,
days.
SNL, but with like done as like a dramatic with a chorus and everything. It's like a choir. Yeah. Yeah.
They show the unredacted parts of his file. Real American hero, yeah, skilled lover. you see the little montage of MacGruber kills 200 right. in process of foiling terrorists. So, and then of course the lines, the guy's a fucking genius, MacGruber. And you see him, his sax solo. Right. Yes, his sax solo. So practicing with explosives, you see him like, you know, working on the explosives, which, you know, he's an expert in explosives, right? So, and you see the title in flames. Was there a cougar noise?
There were cougar noises. Yeah. At every like, explosion, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You just. So, you get Ryan Phillippe. My buddy said this is his best movie. and the Colonel Powers Booth, who was always great.
Peace.
Right. And yeah, back in the
past.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. They go to see MacGruber. We need to get the best. Why isn't he on active duty? He's been dead for 10 years. So you see him from behind with his ponytail. He's got the big mop. Does a backflip to say hi.
He's back.
He introduced. He
like these movies, even the way they talk, he's been dead for 10 years. Like that's what like Stallone's Expendables do, but realistic. They think they're doing it, you know,
but
like
seriously.
Yeah, seriously. And they.
Yeah. Why isn't he on active duty? Oh, no, I'm sorry. He says they start saying about his career, right?
And 16 Purple Hearts.
Felipe, I call him Piper. Yeah, Piper knows all about it. He's like, this is my home. These are my people now, the little kids that he's walking with.
The way he's walking with them with his hands on them.
Yeah. and then he's like, they have the X5. I know what the X5 is. So, I'm out, though. Mac. It's Kuntz. He tells him who it is. He stops him in his tracks. So it's in possession of Dieter von Kuntz. So this is your chance to finally take him down. Sorry, I can't do it. Looking so funny. And then you see him dreaming of the wedding. So him, he and Maya Rudolph, and Clint pulls up and detonates a bomb. He wakes up. I mean, Mac is screaming, wakes up
all
in
the
terror.
Blood all over her,
up, right?
All over him.
They show him. Yep. So then he goes to the grave when it's pouring rain. He digs up his coffin, his clothes. The shot of him getting dressed. Takes out a razor. And then we see him now. He yells, so I'm in. Oh no, this is, I'm sorry. He gets to DC.
Oh yeah, he goes into the wrong.
Right. He bursts the doors open. I'm in. This one, which from the GIF. And he's in like the calf. Yeah.
That's been a meme, man.
They're like, what? And then he goes to the right room.
I'm in.
They're like, God, your God can't help him.
And
Jim.
He's immediately
but
a
I
prick.
Can. So. Oh, I love how he hates Piper.
The question he makes is fucking poetic. It's just,
he's like, what's. It really is. What's the status? And Piper starts answering. I was talking to the colonel. And then the colonel says everything exactly what Piper says. Thank you, colonel. Right.
Just everything. Such a joke.
Well, excuse me. Time to go pound some cunt. Cunt. So not that easy. He's well connected. One thing we know, he needs passcodes. Piper says it's imperative he doesn't get those codes. Oh, good. Before you said something, I thought it would be okay if he got them. So he's just such a dick to him. That's great. Cunt has a team of killers. Looks like I'll have to assemble the best team of killer stoppers. So Piper, he is the best. He'll be your second in command. He's like, I got a better idea. No fucking way. Like it's just
a dick.
So I love the clips in this. So he follows him. He's trying to just Piper's trying to talk him into accepting him. And he's like, just out of the academy. You know, you think your shit don't stink? Well, let me tell you something. As Mikey said, it stinks like shit. Headbutts him, right? So you see him rounding up the team. You get some rock
this is
music.
Where he rounds up
theme
all
music.
WWE
I fucking
wrestlers.
Love. I'm on this.
So how about, I didn't know that, but how about it starts with the music, you know, the montage. He's about to round up the team, and then you see he gets out of his car. It's playing Rosanna. It's playing
that
Toto.
Little car with the stereo.
Yes, the stereo. I was explaining to my kids about the stereo. It's great. And he's playing Baker Street, which is a great song. You know, to the next place he gets to the gym. Same old Frank. MacGruber.
That's
you're still in shape, keeping your bod tight.
Looking pretty good yourself? Well, every day's a workout when you gotta carry around a 20-pound python in your jeans.
You and your dick comments.
It's fun to say them.
It's fun to hear them.
That's why I say them.
And that's why I listen.
It's not easy to get a workout when you have a 24-inch python in your jeans.
That's wrestler Chris Jericho.
Is it really? Oh, that's Jericho? I had no idea. I didn't know his guys would. They're I did. I'm sorry. I was thinking the bad guys were wrestlers.
No,
no,
all the good guys are.
Sorry.
And he goes, gets the big, big black guy that's doing the pile driving. That's wrestler Mark Henry, gold Olympic.
Is that Tug?
I think so.
Well, you see Frank Beamer, Freedom Phelps, Lutz,
big Indian guy.
So this is when he gets to see Brick. He sees him. He gets a little homophobic. It's great.
I love when he crosses out his name.
Yeah. He gets a pina colada, and then he kisses his boyfriend, and MacGruber's like, crosses him off the list. So they're all walking, circles Vicky Saint Elmo, gets to her house, takes in his stereo, like we said.
That it's such a little
Wig
touch.
Is hilarious in this, by the way.
Always carrying the stereo. It's like never mentioned. I mean, it's mentioned, but it's not like, you know, no one says anything about why do you have a stereo. He's always, it's just a random thing, because that's,
nope.
Dave, didn't you have a stereo exactly like that, pulled out like that?
Yeah. Of course you did. We all did.
I was explaining to my kids. So what years did we start to, like the late 80s or just the 90s?
I had the front that came off.
Mostly 90s. I was telling my kids, and my kids are like, oh, so when did this take place? I'm like, that's the point. It takes place in 2010. That's the That's why it's funny. Yeah. So he's trying to talk Vicky into it. He's like, you know, she's like, I thought you were dead. No, good for you. You know, no, good for us. Good
for America, I was pretending.
So. Then he goes, so did I, but I'm not, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But I was, yeah.
I forget. Yeah. But they flash back to the wedding. You see the explosion of blood all over. She's like, I lost my best friend. So did I. We have
She's hilarious too.
She's so funny in this. This is what year was Bridesmaids?
That was like 2011, I think.
Yeah, it was. So you could see. I mean, obviously on Saturday Night Live, she was hilarious. But you could see how she can, just you know, deliver in a movie. She's just so funny. Her deliveries are so great. We have a chance for revenge. She says, "My music is my life now." So. Gives her a note, right? This is, I'll be at the Pentagon.
Did you say timeout, Dave?
Oh. Spelled it wrong.
I thought he said timeout. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, I'm at the Pentagon.
Yeah. So
scribbled.
He's with his team in the truck. You know, you see all sorts of explosives, and he's like, oh, you know, I got to go talk to the brass. Idea of it kind of get stolen by like the Suicide Squad. Is that the name of the movie?
In the new Suicide Squad movie that came, they had like they had two teams, and you see most of the people from the first movie. Yeah, spoiler.
They all died at the beginning. But it's kind of like the similar, same.
Like they get killed off thing. Like one by one.
but it's so funny, it right? It's just so funny. It's kind of like
right now as I'm watching as we're doing this.
Nice. Was also done in the other guys.
Well, that was when Sam Jackson and The Rock, they said, let's do this. And they jumped off that building and you just saw them slow motion.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Did the same thing. So he's telling them, you know, Colonel, I'm talking, you know, he's talking smack with Piper. First he says, this is the line you were talking about, you know, your face is a vagina. Oh, face is a vagina. And so he's like, you sure you don't want to take Piper? No, my team is packed in the van, packed with explosives, which I personally packed with my own tube.
Oh, fuck! No, 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 no. Tug, you guys okay? Oh, somebody's got to be in there. Call 911! Call 911! Oh, God! Oh, God!
Yes, it's great.
He's calling their names. He's calling it. Someone's alive. Tug. Yeah.
So they, I saw it like, I think I saw a bloopers slash, you know, of course, you knew there would be other.
Oh yeah.
Versions of,
oh, I gotta see.
But I forget what else he was saying. He was going around like the explosion, like the debris, saying, "Is he okay? Can you look for that. It's great." So then they're in. This is great. He's in the colonel's office. He's like, "They were very nice. They were very nice funerals." He was like, "What do you think of my eulogy? I might have cut down on the F word." Well, they were great fucking guys.
First though, the
their kids. But their kids
but
were
even
there.
Like the explosion, then it went to complete silence, and you see him with those glasses, the sunglasses with the side, like he's like in mourning, just the back of him. Like he's dramatic. Oh,
that's great.
Oh, the kids, they laughed. He said the kids laughed.
Yeah. Oh yes, that was great. So and then the colonel's like, I'm taking you off the case. He leaves. Piper comes in. You gotta help me. Join the team. He's like, I can't. Please. I'm freaking out here. I killed them all. And then he suddenly out of the blue.
I will suck your dick. I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it. Just join my team. I'll suck your dick. You can fuck me or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something. Just point at something in the room and I'll fuck it for you. Come on, just tell me what you want me to fuck.
Jesus Christ, MacGruber.
Just tell me what you want me to fuck. Okay, I don't have any lubricant. Do you see any whiteout or like coffee toner should work? Or...
Put your pants back on! What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here.
I will suck your dick.
I will let you fuck me.
I will
fuck you. You can
watch me fuck.
Oh, fuck me.
Just tell me what you want me to
point
fuck
out something in this room.
And then, so Piper closes the door. He's like, "What the hell?" Piper closes the door. He turns around. He's got his pants down. He goes, "You can use some whiteout. I don't have any
or
lube.
Toner ink." I think he said toner.
Toner.
Ink
that's
too.
What he says. I'm sorry. Not whiteout.
He said whiteout
yeah,
or toner.
Whiteout
okay.
Or toner ink.
And then he's so.
Oh my god.
So Piper
how
didn't know.
How the hell was the blooper reel not long in
probably
the movie?
Is,
I know. Right. Sorry, I'm parched.
I'm so scared.
It's great. Like, if you the first time you watch that, it's just like, I mean, John and Greg have not seen this movie.
What?
I don't think Greg did. John.
Now they have
not,
a reason
so
to.
I highly recommended it. So the colonel comes back in, sees him on his ground with the pants. His sees him on the ground with his pants down. Piper finally says, "I'm in." Vicky St. Elmo comes in. "I'm in too. This is a new team." They go to Vegas. They go to Kunk's club. He just goes in. He grabs the mic. Threatens to kill Vicky.
I love the bartender scene though. The bartender scene was fantastic.
Did I already pass it?
Yeah, he passed it.
Oh, he went to the bartender to the first bar and smashed his head into the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say he doesn't know anything or something? Or yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and then he's very, right, as he does, this is his low profile in this place, right? He threatens to kill conflict, throws the mic. Anyone wants to kill me, I'll be at, you know, such and such cafe at 2 p.m. Right?
But I like, he goes,
they show conflict,
he goes, she's with me, so she's safe. But none of you are.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. So I got to watch this again, like tonight. So Compton is painting an old topless lady. Guy comes in and tells him about a guy at the club. Said his name was McGruber. So he goes, "Sorry, I'm like, did you grab him? Did you pull him in? No, sorry, sir. Well, we thought he was mentally handicapped."
When the guy sprayed her. He sprayed the old lady.
Right. Yeah, yeah. He sprays her.
Keep her glistening.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
So we see his plan the next day. Yeah, when they're planning for the cafe meeting, and MacGruber dressed up, Vicky just like MacGruber.
So funny.
And she's like, "It'll be very dangerous." He's all happy. We're 7 blocks away. They're in the surveillance truck. Okay, 20 blocks away. There were no other spots.
Piper's
like, "There were tons of spots." Yeah, with meters. So this is just so funny, right? He tells her what to order and everything.
How to drink it.
MacGruber would never get that. Right. Tells her how to drink it. Tells her to scoop out the tip. That reminded me of Michael Scott for some reason. You know what I mean? Scoop out the tip.
No, I wouldn't tip.
Just the guy staring at him.
And her delivery in this scene was spot on. Perfect.
It was great. Right. So someone starts shooting up the truck and MacGruber's screaming and Vicky's on the ground screaming. And MacGruber uses the broom to push the gas, and they crush a guy. And
Vicky's
on the ground screaming. Everybody's staring, and then she apologizes. "Sorry, my teammates were getting shot." You know. So they see it was Hossbender,
dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
They see the money in his trunk. He's like, "What the hell are they going to do with this?" It's obvious what he was. And then Piper, it's obvious what he was doing with it, right? He was using it to buy the passcodes. That's when Mac tries to say it at the same time as him. He goes, "I said
faster.
It at the same time." Yeah, I said a little bit, slightly earlier, right? So this is they figure out where he was going. They dress. So next, they dress Vicky up like Hoss.
It's like, why do I have to keep doing this?
and Piper dresses up like MacGruber, and he's like, "Why am I dressed up like MacGruber?" Yeah, and MacGruber won't take a gun. This is like, I don't use guns. Guns are for the weak. Guns are for the stupid. He's like, "What's that?" You see the celery making a little distraction. So then you see him come out naked, covering his junk with celery sticking out of his ass. So it happens to work. It works as a distraction because Piper's staring. I'll never do that, he said, or something. So,
but even Piper's distracted.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, exactly. He's staring at him. Exactly. So they tell Vicky it's go time. He's like, you know, a little pep talk as she walks in. "It'll be fine. It's just like Nicaragua. I got shot in Nicaragua. This is nothing like Nicaragua." So she walks in. "Don't worry. They're going to think you
Yeah, this is the best. This is the best
right
scene.
Away,
he goes. They're gonna think you. They're gonna think you. Or your host Bender, whatever his name is, and he's you like, so you'll buy us a little, and then you hear, bam, you hear shooting immediately. Pipe is in the shootout.
She
Mac's
just runs.
Making,
she
I
just
call
leaves.
Him Mac. You know, she just runs. MacGruber's making a homemade grenade. He's like, can I borrow your gun to stir it with? Right, he's making the. He's like, no, I'm using it. Right, and then he tries the homemade grenade. It's a dud.
Tennis ball.
So damn it, they take off. They got the passcodes. Vicky comes back. I lost the money. I peed my jeans a little. So, and then you see Mac eating celery in the next scene. She's like, ooh. He's like, I washed it. And then he looks at Piper. I did.
Do we pass by when he gave him the tip? The tip is you put the thick side in, because the thin side, you think it'd be the thin side.
I didn't write that down.
It falls out easily.
Yeah. It's so good. So they have Haas's they have the cell phone, right? That's what it's our only hope. He's like, Max says, don't worry, I got this. You know, Vicky, hook up the call tracer. He answers it. Listen, you piece of shit. They hung up. He's like, did you get it?
It had to be 20 seconds.
He's like, that was 20 seconds. It was maybe three. Is that thing working? So Colonel calls him on his own cell. He's like, oh, we're doing great. He tells him about the fundraiser that Cunt's having. We know all about it. We'll be there with bells on. He's like, no, MacGruber, we want you to observe. Of course. So this part, just you see the next cut to the next scene with him pulling up. I've showed my kids like three times just this scene, trying to explain how it killed me. You hear Eddie Money and he pulls up.
So good.
And he gets out of the car. He's got his like slick down hair now. He's got his shades. And he flips white cowboy boots. He flips the guy off as he's walking by. and of course he takes off his shades. You know, wait, is this? Oh, the lady asks to take his coat and or his stereo. Nice try.
So good.
Picks up his shades. He sees Vicky. Where have you been?
Sorry, I just took an upper decker in the master bathroom.
Upper decker?
Yeah, it's where you take a dump in the water tank and not in the bowl. You look great.
Oh, thank you.
So she's like, oh, that handsome guy over there. You think this guy's handsome? Why don't you marry him? No, really.
Like, he really so, takes it to heart.
He's very juvenile. So you see Cunt playing poker and MacGruber, you know, it's like a James Bond scene. He tells the senator he's bluffing. He goes all in. Loses all his money. Sorry,
really,
I thought he was
really
bluffing.
Sorry, I really thought he was bluffing.
And then how about Cunt's companion? He goes, hope you enjoy being date raped. He's like, this is my daughter. He's like, I'm sorry. He killed my wife. He feels bad. He has to explain himself. So, and then Mac mentioned, Cunt mentions Dream Team, right? This part kills me, right?
I had assembled the greatest dream team of thugs in the history of the world. Had them all in one room. And I also had some homemade C4. And wouldn't you know it, it exploded. And I lost them all.
You're shitting me. You're shitting me!
Well, we have a lot in common because
I basically did the same
thing. Oh, no, wait. That didn't happen to me because I'm not a fucking retard who blows up his own dudes.
Fuck you, Cunt.
Like, such an easy joke, but it's so, just the delivery is so perfect.
Yep. And then he tells the security guards who are holding him what he's about to do to them, right? And then he says to Cunt, I'm going to rip your dick off and shove it in your mouth. That's non-negotiable. So, and then they cut to him getting thrown out the window.
Oh. Right? Yeah. They smash his stereo, too.
And oh, yeah. MacGruber, he makes Vicky leave, even though she's witnessing the senator. She's taking an envelope, a payoff of some kind. So we see the colonel pissed the next scene. Mac, you're off the case before. And this is, he does the same thing to the colonel. I'll fuck you, dude. I'll let you fuck me. It doesn't get old. So he's drinking beers with Piper and Vicky. You guys did great. It was me. It was my fault. Piper's like, you taught me a lot. Most of it was what not to do, but really, it was still helpful.
Coming up is another all-time.
Vicky has to go to the bathroom. Yeah. Number one and number two, that's their flirting.
That's how they flirt.
Now, this is like, this whole trailer seems like right out of Lethal Weapon.
Right? Just like, yeah, the trailer hanging right? out.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Off the case.
Mel Gibson's house in the trailer.
So Piper points out the chemistry between he and Vicky. He's like, I promised myself I'd never be with another woman.
Must have been really hard. Why did he do it? Why did Kampf kill your wife?
To this day, I have no idea. We actually all went to college together.
Believe it or not, we were very close friends.
After graduation, he got engaged to her. He asked me to be his best man. And right about that time, I started banging her and mowing her box. She was actually the first person I felt comfortable enough around to let eat out my butt. Anyway, shortly thereafter, she left him for me. She was actually carrying his child at the time. I asked her to terminate it, obviously, so we could start fresh. And she agreed. We're so in love. And he took that from me.
It's really fucked up.
I asked her to terminate it, obviously. We had to start fresh. And Piper's like, that's fucked up.
Thank you. He says, thanks.
Thanks, yeah. So MacGruber sees someone there, right? In slow motion, you see he yells Piper, and he uses him as a shield.
Incredible.
He gets shot a million times. Gets shot. He throws him
on
in
the back
car,
of the car. He's still getting shot.
Shield a million times. Yeah, he's still getting shot. And Vicky's in the car, you know, is he dead? Of course he's dead. And you see him alive. He's like, how did you know I had a bulletproof vest? What? You used me as a human shield? He's pissed. Did I, Vicky? You kind of did. Makes him pull over. I'm getting out. You suck, MacGruber. So back at Vicky's, this is Mac. She notices MacGruber got shot in his inner thigh. She's trying to get the bullet out with a pair of pliers. Right.
This could be one of my favorite.
Of course, he gets
scenes.
An erection. Of
she that. Gets it out. She gets it out. Yeah, I'm sorry. I always get an erection when a beautiful woman uses a pair of pliers near my balls. And he's like, and she wants to put a bandage on it. Nope, leave it open. I like holes. And one of the all-time classic sex scenes. You see,
incredible. Because it's.
Broken it's wings so, from Mr.
It's
Mister.
It's so like relaxed. It's so dramatic and sensual.
Yeah. You hear the music, and then.
I got it gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
It says I'm gonna spill inside you. I'm gonna fill you up.
Just the sound, the sound.
I can't wait to hit till oh Mikey puts this clip in.
I'm about to do it.
Yeah.
If she starts talking,
you were amazing. You have.
If she tries talking too, he's like, all right, just stop talking.
And yeah. He finishes, you're amazing, I have to go. She goes to the cemetery. He sees his wife's spirit. It's okay, go be with Vicky. He sees, kisses her, he sees the same. You hear the same song.
This is so great.
Yeah.
He's naked by himself,
yeah.
Moaning.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna shoot too.
Wow. I'm gonna fucking shoot.
Go tell Vicky how you feel. So this is the license plate. I'm sorry. He sees the license plate.
Oh, yeah, we forgot
plate.
About that. Someone, he was obsessed with his license plates because the cop.
Yeah, and he wrote it all over.
I don't think we talked about that. Crazy person.
I didn't talk about the license plate. Yeah, what he wrote in his notebook, the license, the insane license plate.
It was like,
plate.
You know, all work and no play. Like
exactly.
Well, the car cut him off, right? That was it. Or made fun of his car.
Yes, the car cut him off. And he kept saying it. He kept saying it. The guy yelled something at him. Right, that's right. So yes, he sees the license plate. He starts smashing up.
But I love
car,
that he's
right? And the colonel
he's
calls.
Taking the call, and he just keeps going while he's taking the
keeps
call.
Going, and he's pouring gasoline on it. Right, he's colonel calls. They have the X5. It wasn't you're wrong about that. He's like, you're wrong about being wrong. He's gonna nuke the state of the union. He's pouring gasoline on. He blows up the car.
I forgot. I thought the Powers Booth at this point was like flipped, was a bad guy. But he was just being threatened.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he was the colonel tells him to take a vacation. I got a better idea. I'm going to save the world. And you see the senator with the colonel. I'm sorry, I had no choice. And then he shoots him, right? So MacGruber goes to Vicky. She's been kidnapped. Kunth calls from her cell phone, tries to keep him on the phone to track him, right? This is when MacGruber's like, I just want to say it's been great. We've been, you know, we make great adversaries. And then he sees the trace is complete. I can't wait to cut your dick off and shove it in your mouth. He's very obsessed with that. And you get the song from Wolf Mother?
Yeah.
Is that who?
Yeah.
Woman. Time to go pound some cunt. So you see he opens up his chest of gadgets. Puts a penny in his belly button. He puts the clothespin on his armpit. Celery in his ass.
Yeah.
Cop pulls up. We see Piper. Piper meets him somewhere. Piper says, "I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for all the innocent people."
And he says, "Well, I'm one of them. So in a way, you're doing it for me." And
oh yeah,
and
right.
He's like very sincerely thanks him. Thank you.
Yes, MacGruber does. So we see the colonel alive, and he's like, MacGruber was right. So Mac and Piper are outside the factory. They must have where he tracked the phone, right? Vicky's phone. So I hope there's a big ditch out there, out back for the bodies, or it's going to get real smelly, right?
Yeah, this is where he starts talking Piper's about, like, you know, more about.
He just starts talking
ready to
about,
rip
yeah.
Some throats.
So I get to rip a throat out. Oh, he finally
which
rips
is
his throat
just,
out.
I mean,
like,
it's a reference to. Roadhouse, right? It has to be. Yeah
that Roadhouse. Did happen in Roadhouse. Yeah, I think that might be the only movie it happened. Well, probably happened since, but
it's similar hair. And so
he says, get used to it because that's my move. It's pretty cool. Piper is very grossed out.
It's very cool.
So Vicky tells Cunt to stick it where the sun don't shine because he has, you know, he has her tied up. Oh yeah, where's that? In your butthole. So and they're in the control room. Guy sees a pack of throat lozenges.
Throat lozenges?
You're going to want to take the whole box.
Awesome. Got another throat rip in.
Cool.
Might go for the turkey.
The turkey?
Yeah, it's a bowling term for when you get three strikes in a row. And I applied that to throat rips.
You remember this line, right? If I have to rip out throats to save the world, I'll suck as many dicks. I mean, as rip out as many throats. And then MacGruber grabs the microphone. He's always thinking ahead, right? MacGruber grabs the microphone. He talks smack to Cunt. He's like, we're here in the control room waiting for you.
The exact opposite of like.
They go to the control room.
Oh, yeah. They
set up the guy's
a
corpse.
Booby trap of a, right? Of a cup of water.
Yeah, this booby trap of a cup of water tipping over, right? Max, like, we make fun of this stuff all you want, but it's going to buy us some serious time. That's
right,
like,
away,
you
boom
know,
shots.
Just like before, boom, they're in a shootout. Piper tries to give him a gun. No, I won't take the gun because I don't know how to use it. This part's hilarious. So finally takes it. He's shooting like a maniac. Ooh, I got a barrel.
Ooh, I got a barrel.
In for a person.
Oh, good call. Good call. Okay. Ooh, I got that guy. You see that?
I think I actually got him, but you're doing a great job. I'm going to take those two guys out.
No. I want to do it. This is so awesome. This is so much better than those stupid fucking gadgets I used to make.
We gotta make a run for that door.
We're gonna go on the count of three, and whatever you do, just keep shooting.
Okay.
Ready?
Just keep shooting.
Yeah.
Okay.
One,
two, three!
This is so much better than those stupid gadgets. So, did we ever mention MacGyver?
I know, we never mentioned
mentioned the obvious MacGyver
spoof
reference.
Of MacGyver.
MacGyver, you know, along with, right.
I never watched MacGyver.
Lethal Weapon, what's his name? Martin Riggs. Yeah, me neither. Looked terrible. So they both, MacGyver and Piper, you
MacGruber.
See Mac shooting all, this is when they come out slow motion. You see him shooting out of control and Piper's mowing people down.
It's just,
and then MacGruber throws his guns. He's like, did you just throw your guns?
Yeah.
Why did you throw your guns? So guy in the other room is about to shoot Piper. Mac chunks in front of him. The gun jams. Piper knocks him out.
MacGruber
is dying to rip his throat
out.
Oh,
he didn't.
Piper's like, it's okay. Right. I know you want the turkey. So they shake hands. The guy wakes up and, you know, Mac rips his throat out and starts making turkey noises to him, right?
The gobbly. That's what he's doing. The gobble, gobble, gobble.
They find Vicky and they get captured from Cunt's right-hand man. So Cunt thanks him for taking an upper decker and then punches him. And MacGruber says, again, I can't wait to cut your dick off and shove it in your mouth. he's very obsessed with that. So Cunt's like, I'm about to turn DC into a pile of ash. And you know what? I think you, he's like, you're the one who's going to do it. You wrote this manifesto.
You're mad.
You're mad, incensed, disillusioned by a government you blame for the death of your wife. Your trampy, backstabbing wife. You killed Casey. You killed Casey.
Not according to your manifesto.
What are you talking about?
Your manifesto. In here, you blame the government for the death of Casey. You're gonna make him pay dearly for it.
Cunt, you gotta believe me. I didn't write that. I'm being framed by somebody. I don't know who it is, but you gotta believe me. This has been a big misunderstanding.
Oh my God, it's me. I'm writing it. I'm the one that's framing you. Me.
You son of a bitch. You'll never get away with it.
Incredible. I forgot, like when you mentioned it in the text, I was like, I don't remember. Then I watched it today.
Might be my favorite part. Like the way he says, Cunt, and you see Vicky and Piper like, what a fucking idiot. So you gotta believe me. I didn't write that. I'm being framed by someone. I'm the one framing you.
Like, I wrote it. It's me.
MacGruber's like, and he's like, the colonel's dead. And then he really hits MacGruber where it hurts. He takes the scissors out. I'm going to cut your hair. Vicky screams, cuts him off. How funny is it? Him doing an imitation. I'm MacGruber. I'm going to pound some cump.
He just takes a little bit of hair. And, like that's his big,
yeah.
You know, get you.
Yeah. His guys are laughing. Slow motion. Mac. MacGruber rips out the throats, does a backflip. Cunt's about to shoot him, and Piper yells, "Hey!" You see him with the celery move.
Oh yeah, he's doing the same thing. And
you see Cunt makes the face of what? Fuck.
MacGruber makes the face.
So
like,
Vicky
right.
Kicks the other guy. Yes, MacGruber kicks Cunt, handcuffs, and then they handcuff him. You know, we have 3 minutes. And he's talking to Vicky.
This point,
you know, they're like, "Hurry up, yeah. Hurry up! This is
this
great."
Point is basically few, like, you know, right here is like the SNL skit. Hurry, MacGruber, we have 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah, right.
Him,
yes,
this,
and
him,
you're right. Yeah. It couldn't end the same way, right. But yeah, he's like, "Hand me this, hand me that." He makes a ring, and then they're like,
well, he starts talking.
He looks at the bomb.
Yesterday, when we made love, he's like, "We don't have time."
Yeah. Yes. And then he looks at the bomb. He's like, Jesus.
MacGruber, the bomb!
You're right, you're right. Okay, Piper, toss me that copper wire.
You got it, MacGruber.
Vicky, that ball bearing.
Here you go, MacGruber.
Piper, those pliers.
Coming at you, Grooves.
Hurry up, MacGruber.
We're running out of time.
Vicky, make me the happiest man on the face of the earth.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes! Yes! I poured Casey's ghost last night. We can talk about that later. All right, we got a nuclear warhead. Holy shit!
What's wrong, MacGruber?
What the fuck is this?
It's a warhead, MacGruber. You can defuse it, right?
Are you kidding me? Look at all this crap. It's like a million wires in here.
What is all this? All these wires? I'm more of a three-wire guy. And Cunt laughs. Well, they're like, you can do it, MacGruber. No, I can't. And then Cunt's laughing. So like it takes out the thermonuclear core and the guidance system. And then they bail. They leave Cunt. You know, they run out. Great music. You see the place blows up as they jump. Classic MacGruber, he gives you. I love you both. So cut to the wedding 6 months later. You see the ghost of his wife and the ghost of his crew. They're doing the vows. You see, and then you see Cunt all scarred up. With
oh, you
one
see,
hand.
You
know, he's got a rocket Howard launcher.
Booth is alive still. He didn't die. Yep.
Yes, the colonel's alive, right. So he uses the rocket launcher. MacGruber saves Vicky, and they blow up the priest.
Yeah,
right,
they kill
there's
the
blood
priest.
Everywhere.
They don't really care about that. Yeah.
So he starts beating up. Glad you're alive. Why do you think so? Why is MacGruber glad he's alive?
So we could, of course.
MacGruber's obsessed with something. Takes out the knife, and you see Piper and Vicky cringing. And then tells him, "Come and get it." You see.
I gotta admit, I'm kind of glad you're still alive.
Because there's something I've been wanting to say to you for a long, long time. Hey, Kunth. Suck your own dick.
Come and get it.
The fuck? Where is it?
It was blown up in the explosion.
You are shitting me!
Are we done here?
God damn it! No, we're not done here! Piper!
And then you see just, you know, a bald patch.
Nothing.
It was blown up in the explosion. You're shitting me, MacGruber says. MacGruber pushes him out the back, and he falls. You know, he's falling to his death, and MacGruber's shooting him as he's, on, you know, in the air. He lands, grenade, you know, a rocket launcher. He blows, you know, you see him blow up. Fuck you, dude. And the body's burning. Max pissing on him. Credits, and then the wedding pic.
Credits of the wedding pictures.
The wedding picture montage. Yeah, you see a new stereo. Yeah, they're all blood splattered. Then you see Mac squatting on.
He's gonna take a shit on the body bag
on a table. He's doing it. Yeah,
and then he's gonna. Then they're doing it. Then he's got her from behind on the dance floor, and she's laughing. And
I mean, if you just want a good laugh. You can't go wrong. Like, I don't know how 35% of the audience.
Like, it doesn't do anything except make you laugh.
He's
classic MacGruber.
They want to go see this movie. They're a fan of Will Forte, so like,
yeah.
You know, about idiots.
I agree, Dave. I think it should be audience scored 95.
Yeah, that's what 35. That's what I really was expecting.
Maybe not 95. Maybe like, you know, 75. We'll even take.
But I think next time, I think the next movie that we're watching will probably have a higher. Critic score and a higher audience score. I don't know if it's as funny, but it is fun. We are going back.
One character is very funny.
We're going back.
Game over, dude.
1986.
Yep.
To see James Cameron's sequel to a classic film. We are watching and talking about Aliens.
Never seen it.
David has never seen it.
So amazing. Amazing.
I'm looking forward to see how he
Game over, it. Dude. Great cast.
Great cast. Great this, movie. Great.
I just think of this movie for a little longer. This movie was probably the funniest movie we've done, I think.
The amount of times we're laughing just talking about it.
I laughed my balls off. I laughed out loud all day long watching it.
We still have Dumb and Dumber. For me.
So tight. It's a tight race. This is hilarious.
Dumb and Dumber is a better movie.
Right.
But this is, but as far as laughing, I mean, yeah, this is up there.
It is. And Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
Also.
Hilarious. That hairy demon. All right. Well, just to remind everyone, you can follow us on Twitter at Fine Movies, Fine Spirits. You can find us on Instagram at on Twitter at Fine_Movies, on Instagram at Fine Movies, Fine Spirits. You can also find every episode of Fine Movies, Fine Spirits at fansnotexperts.com/Fine Movies. I thought for a second David died. His head turned. His arm went down. I think he's just ready for bed.
That would have been a record.
Any parting? We would. Our show, our listens would go through the roof. Christopher, any parting words?
No fucking way.
Fantastic.
No. I am good. You said it all.
David, any parting words before the lights go off and
Excellent.
You go to bed?
No, I enjoy this movie thoroughly. I actually laughed while we did the podcast, so that's a good night.
It is a good night. And with that, good night.
We talk about great movies while drinking. We talk about great movies while drinking. Yeah, we talk about great movies while drinking.
Subscribe.
We feel fine.
You didn't let me finish. I could take out the thermonuclei.
What?
He's like MacGruber.
So put some pants on. You got your little undies hanging out there.
How do you know? You saw that?
Yes.
What are you fucking
we're starting, we're starting the YouTube channel.
Good, sorry. I had to plug my phone in. Yeah, sorry.
What were you plugging into?
To my asshole?
Mikey, that's the end of it.
Fab Nod Experts.